You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research published in the New Zealand Veterinary Journal has found that Tuatara may be at risk from rat poison. The case has raised questions about pesticide and rodenticide use in Aotearoa and weighing the risks to native wildlife against the benefits of pest eradication. To discuss the poisoning and its wider ramifications for conservation in Aotearoa, I spoke to the University of Auckland's Professor James Russell. So the story we're looking at about rat poison in Tuatara, I mean, just for people relatively uninformed or new coming across the story, what's actually happening on the ground? What's going on?
So rat poison is something we use a lot of in New Zealand because we have a lot of rats and they're really bad for our biodiversity. But the problem, one of the challenges of using rat poison is it can accumulate in the ecosystem and different poisons accumulate at different rates. So what happens is sometimes the species we're trying to protect, such as birds or reptiles, can eat the poison itself, and that's called primary poisoning. But sometimes something else can eat the poison, like an insect, and that insect itself is not vulnerable to the poison, but if something like a bird or reptile eats that insect, it can start to accumulate the poison in itself. So what's happened in this case is that some tuatara held in a captive facility on the mainland, although they weren't eating the poison themselves because the poison was somewhere else in the building, some insects had probably eaten the poison and then snuck into the tuatara's enclosure, and those tuatara had been gradually snacking on them and building up a lethal dose.
And is this, I guess, like a common issue in the world of conservation? I mean, it seems like a bit of a task, right, making sure that pesticides don't interfere with local species.
Exactly. This is a really huge field of research looking at this bioaccumulation of pesticides and rodenticides. And overseas, there's a lot of work, and we do some work on it in New Zealand as well. And it's really got to be contextualized with our use of rodenticide in New Zealand. So we use a lot of rodenticide in New Zealand, and of course, the ways we use it and the places we use it are really important to consider. What we don't want to be doing is putting out these rat poisons in places where there are lots of tuatara. And so that, for example, is our islands. Those are our strongholds for tuatara. So what we tend to use is we use the poison, and in particular we use this most potent form of poison called bradyficum, and we deliver that on islands to eradicate the rodents. And when there's rats on the islands, you don't have tuatara because the rats are eating all the tuatara. But by taking the rats out, we allow the tuatara to recover, and so that's how we avoid the tuatara generally eating the rat poison.
Yeah, so if we're evaluating the risk, I guess, I mean, you made a strong case for, you know, rats and eradicating them to then preserve tuatara populations later on. If we're evaluating the risks of using this poison, I'd imagine, you know, how's that looking in the future?
It's very much a cost-benefit analysis, and so when we use bradyficum, it is a very potent rodenticide. And so what we're looking at is the Department of Conservation already reserves it for just one-off uses where it's really important and you know you're going to get rid of all of those rats once and forever in an eradication. But when we move to a mainland context, such as where these tuatara were housed, we're always just doing what's called suppression of rats. We're just keeping their numbers down, and we're always having to use more and more deployment of poison. And in that case, we should be looking at other less potent rodenticides that don't have this bioaccumulation property in the environment or in animals. And so in that case, we should be using some of the other brand names such as difenacum or bromodiolone, because those are less potent. But the problem is bradyficum is really quite regularly available over the counter for private people to buy. And the average Joe Bloggs doesn't have a good idea of the difference among all of these. So I think we'll be looking at probably a need in New Zealand, as the rest of the world is doing, to monitor the use of these and put some more restrictions in place to who's qualified to use them, so we can have a bit of a better monitoring of where and how they're used.
Yeah, you mentioned that this was an isolated case, you know, in a lab. Moving forward, I guess, is this something that we should put more concern on given this incident, or?
It's something that with the scaling up of predator control around New Zealand and more people thankfully contributing and doing more pest control themselves, we need to look at having some better regulations in place, I think, to monitor the use of bradyficum. But at the end of the day, it's really important not to throw the baby out with the bathwater and remember that if we don't use these rodenticides at all, and if they're banned permanently, then rats are just going to overrun this country and we're going to lose our bird and reptile species, whose greatest impact is actually the rats themselves rather than the small chance that they might eat some poison and die.
Yeah, and so if we're looking at progression towards, I mean, predator-free Aotearoa as a goal, you know, in the future, how are these pesticides, I guess, and how is this incident contributing to that larger vision?
With Predator Free New Zealand, we're looking at eradication, and although traps appeal as a really great alternative because they don't involve the use of any toxin, the problem with traps is they can be labour-intensive and they really don't scale. You can never get every last rat. So traps are really good for suppressing rodents, and that can achieve some big biodiversity gains. But if you want to 100% eradicate them permanently, such as we do on 100 of our islands around New Zealand, then we need to have some toxins to use. So what we're looking at is better and more strategic use of the toxins we already have, and that's what the Department of Conservation already does through limiting use of Bredificum on the conservation estate, but also developing some new toxins. The University of Auckland's been involved with larger teams on developing a new toxin called Norbamide, which is a rat-specific one. So in this case, the Bredificum that hurt these tuatara was a broad-spectrum toxin. Any kind of vertebrate that ate it could be in trouble. But in this case, for Norbamide, it actually only affects rats. So that's a really exciting one. And that's where we're looking at more investment in the science and the R&D around new toxins, and that's a big pathway from biochemistry and laboratory work through to trials in the field.
Yeah, all right. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think it's really important to remember that reptiles are a huge part of our diversity in New Zealand. As much as we have over 100 species of endemic birds in New Zealand is also a biodiversity hotspot for reptiles, with over 100 species of endemic skinks and geckos, and the tuatara is one of our most cherished ones, being this ancient lineage that goes back 200 million years. So we really do want to look after them, and we've done a great job of that through eradicating rats from islands, allowing the tuatara populations to recover and flourish.
That was the University of Auckland's Professor James Russell speaking to me about the risks of rat poison to native wildlife and how this could impact conservation efforts moving forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.